Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
How's everyone feeling today?
Tired. How about you?
Tired. Stayed up pretty late watching everything rolling in last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I stayed up for a while. I have to say, by 6 o'clock, I knew. I mean, you could just tell.
Was that late? Staying up late, or you stayed up
later than that? Oh, okay. But honestly, it was a, it was, for a lot of us, it was not. And congratulations to the people who are happy with the outcome yesterday. And
yeah,
good for you.
One day at a time.
Yeah. It's tough. It's pretty raw. You know, it's hard. You wake up. I actually, you know, woke up, and by the time I had gone to bed, I did not know the official outcome. And I don't even, I mean, it's been called. It is what it is.
They called it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's done.
Right. Although there are still votes to be counted and this
well,
to do and that
it,
to do. Sure.
But it's been called.
Yes.
And if you watch the coverage, which I did, the missus had to work and go to a business dinner. I didn't see her at all yesterday.
Oh.
So I had the kids.
She in town or?
She was in San Jose, but
okay.
she was busy all day. And we were texting and, you know, she was going like,
I'm sure she was following
from the restaurant. She's like, they don't have the TVs on here. I'm watching it. I'll send you what I've got. Mm. But early on, I had the kids, and I was just trying to keep my eye on it, and I had the computer on, and I'm looking at some of the stuff, and I was encouraged. I felt pretty strong. Like, at one point, I had a list of the battleground states, and she was winning some of them by, like, 80%. And I thought, oh, my God, this is shocking, because those are the states that, and they fully turned.
Yeah.
I just watched them turn.
I know. Well, it's funny because early in the day, they'd be, you know, it would look, I was like, oh my God, she's leading that, you know, this state by 80%. And then I look and go, oh, 2% reporting. Like, I guess I could wait and just see.
Well, that was so encouraging, though. And, you know, when you watch the coverage and you see that they know all these districts, well, this district's going to go this way, and that's, you start to realize
here's what it did last. This county went this way last year. I mean, the constant comparisons. Honestly, though, by dinner time for most people, 6 o'clock, I was just like, do I stay here and torture myself and watch another hour plus? And I did, of course, I did. But it was just evident. It was like, okay, well, that one is lost. That one is lost. Those electoral votes go to him.
I think the frustration for look, I have a Latina wife and Latina daughters, and this is important. Like, when I left this morning, she was awake. She'd had that day that I just explained, and then there she was in bed with the TV on. So she's not stoked, and I'm sure a lot of us here in California, like, that's what I was getting at, is looking at the map, it's so red, like the whole map. And I realize there's population, you know, concentration, and California is a big state, which they hadn't gotten to yet. But there was a point where the guy on the coverage that I was watching goes, we got these books, and these books, this book in particular that I'm holding up now has 12 scenarios where Kamala wins. We're now down to two. And he goes, and the blue wall is a big part of that. And that's the part where I started to go, it's unfortunate that we're on an island in such a way, you know? We really are. Like, you look at this, the map, and it's, the whole freaking thing was red. And then there's just the a blue, and the whole blue.
And a chunk of blue.
And the blue.
There, yeah.
So, it, you know, we are very much in our own little world.
I'm glad. I'm glad we're on our island.
I am too.
Like, that reassures me more than anything.
Well, it's frustrating,
it kinda,
though.
It kind of scares me because the divide is so deep. And it's, you know, and I just don't want to say a lot of stuff about this because it's honest. I just don't have a lot of nice things to say. And so, as my mother always told me, you don't have something nice to say, just don't say anything. I will say this. I'm sad and it's raw and I'm feeling it. And I know a lot of you are too.
Yeah, but there's a couple texts. Here's some. I don't know how you guys put on brave radio faces today, says 707.
Is this brave? Because I'm feeling distinctly cowardly.
Sarah, I'm wearing black today. I'm mourning for our nation. What a devastating moment for our country, says 707. There's a lot of people, though, that, like I said, you look at the map and it's red.
Yep. This is what more people wanted.
Mm-hmm. Morning, SNV. I just want to thank you in advance for being here for us today. I so appreciate having you, especially on a day like today.
It's funny. I was writing my teases, you know, as I've laid out my day and what I'm going to do. And we are going to talk about the election. But one of them was, you know, at 8 o'clock, I'm like, the Golden Bachelor and other stuff, not about elections. That's the tease. Wait until 8 o'clock to hear that. By then, I am not going to be able to talk about it anymore.
I actually fell asleep before they called it, and you could see the writing was on the
wall.
But I went, okay, I got to turn this off. I've got to get some shut eye, and I did fall asleep, which was
stunning. I know it's
which
hard,
which made me very happy.
That's what, you know what? That's where books come in. I'm like, please, book about fairies and dumb stuff. Take me away.
I did read. You're right. But so anyway, I fell asleep, and then I woke up at midnight with just a ruckus outside my house.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of a ruckus?
Crazy wind blowing everything everywhere. I mean, I feel
like the raccoons are having a party.
No,
or something.
Cars were rolling down the street. It was so loud. It was just so that was it.
I woke up to the same thing.
Me too.
Really loud wind. And it was just creepy this morning. I wake up. I look at my phone and I'm like,
and the wind's howling.
I grab my vape and just lay in bed. And I'm like, what's all this noise outside?
I know. It was nuts. It was actually kind of a nut. I forgot about that. I was so preoccupied this morning. Just like, because part of my frustration is I got to go into work and be entertaining and try and put a good spin on stuff and just be, you know, be a happy person. I mean, that's kind of the job. Oh. Yay. It was like craziness outside of the on the bridge. I got blown out of my lane into the other. I'm like, I'm glad I was in the right-hand lane because I would have been. And I'm a little car. I think a big truck must have been like, oh, my God.
Yeah, so anyway, that's how it woke me up. And then that was that. And then I laid in bed just sort of chilling, listening to the wind. And then when I got up and walked past my wife's room, there she was, wide awake. And I went, well, I probably should have texted her. You know, we could have sat here awake together.
Is that what you do? Do you text her from the bedroom when?
Like... No, not normally. But that was one of those moments where she would normally be asleep. She's not someone who would be on with up with the TV on. But she's
had she been up all night?
I can't say, but it looked like it. Yes, she's bummed.
Well,
she's a minority. So she's a female minority. So she's definitely someone who feels it. And she's, look, we all have that familial situation as well. Her dad's a Trump guy. So, you know, she's definitely.
It is hard to reconcile with people that I love so much. And I've, you know.
And he's, listen, I this isn't, I get it. Everybody has their person.
That's right.
I think I'm not a fan of him. This isn't Republican Democrat. It's a him
yep.
thing for me. I'm surprised he's a her dad is a Cal graduate. Mm. Smart guy. Your mom, etiquette expert. And that she guy's
has
total lack
all
of decorum
over the world.
In every situation doesn't turn her off.
You know,
it's pretty
funny.
Shocking.
My mom is very, I know, he is just, what an awful representation he is to the world of America. Congratulations once again to those of you who, that was your guy. My mom, you know, I feel like in so many ways, she shaped so many of my opinions just about like women's reproductive rights and just you can do whatever you are a woman and that doesn't matter in what you can accomplish. Like you have to fight maybe more, but you can do anything you want. Like that was instilled in me. I really felt that and I felt like completely supported and kind of my feelings about so many things are based on that. And it's really hard to reconcile that she could be behind, which makes me feel like the way we get our news is part of the problem. Like you get the news that you're looking for. And that just wasn't the way it was. And I'm guilty of it too. I get the news I'm looking for. We all do. We all watch the channel that supports the things we think and feeds the things that are our fears. And fear for us, of us.
What you're pointing out is one of the reasons why I jumped around yesterday. So I watched David Muir on ABC, and then I switched to Nora O'Donnell on CBS, and I also was watching a little CNN. Mm. I was kind of moving around just to see how the different coverages were happening. I actually thought David Muir was doing a really good job on ABC. And I didn't like CBS as much, just the presentation more than anything, but...
Yeah, I mostly watch CNN, but I tried to flip around a little bit, but then you kind of get caught in what they're talking about on one channel. And honestly, by 5 p.m., I was just like, okay, fight depression.
I always flip between CNN and Fox because I want to hear what they're saying. Like,
yeah,
you know,
sure
what news are they getting?
There, right.
Oh, I didn't look at that at all. But I just wanted to see different coverage, mm-hmm. you know, just to
sure.
sort of
what are these people exploring?
Right. But all the breakdowns were incredibly detailed, really, in my opinion, very professional. It's shocking how they manage these numbers and the
experts like the
flow of info
yes.
and they're seamless. I mean, to just sort of
and they're
find
just
a positive.
Rattling stuff off too. Like mm-hmm. you know, you can't even believe that they can keep it all straight. And there's got to be someone yapping in their ear or standing just off camera with like. Go to, you know, slide 6 or whatever.
Well, they
those big screens. It's incredible.
They really do a good job. I definitely, you know, there are times here when we may have two things going on at once and we shouldn't, but we do. And it's you know, it's I admit it's very hard. You might find yourself going, uh-huh, I don't know what I just agreed to, but yes.
Right.
Because
you're looking at me like you need a yes. Oh, good point, I think.
So, but just smile.
But that info must have been, like, these guys must fall over at this point in the day. Like, they probably haven't slept yet, but are going to for 24 hours.
I mean, they're probably wrung out, but also I feel like for a lot of these guys, this is what they live for. And it isn't about the outcome so much as it is about the event itself and the production values on some of the stuff. You're like, oh, this is a show that they know we're watching and that they've planned for. And they try to make it as interesting as they can so that you come back once the election's over. Like, let's keep them here. Let's keep this little roll rolling. I mean, even if you weren't actively watching it, you were looking, you were checking. I mean, there's hardly a person among us who wasn't looking to see. It's like it's a big national event. Anyway, anybody else texting in, Vincent? Anybody got anything to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything from, oh, I forgot you guys are perfect human beings. Oh, God, your righteous indignation is making me puke. To how do we have a convicted felon in the White House? Unbelievable.
Yep.
Sending lots of love. I keep telling myself, says 510, it's only 4 more years. Jessica, San Mateo, app. Thank you for expressing what so many of us are feeling. What a disappointing morning to know most of America is so broken they voted for a felon to be the leader. I don't even think it's about the felon. Just his way for me.
And listen, this is, we are not a political station, and we are not going to dwell on this all day. And I actually say to you who are listening, whether you are mad at us or you're agreeing or whatever it is, this is just an American. We are three Americans looking at each other in these two small rooms, and we are having our feelings, and you're having yours. And, you know, if you want to shout vitriol at us at what awful people we are, please feel free. That seems to be par for the course in the world these days. People just say whatever awful thing they want to about anyone who crosses their path. So, you know, enjoy your freedoms. That's all I can say. I'm going to try and enjoy mine while I've got them. The end. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song. We're going to come back and talk about more election stuff.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.